Now we're going to turn to Peter.
Who's from Slovakia.
Yes.
Hello, everybody. You hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello. I've got to mute myself just a minute.
Don't worry about it.
Technology.
Okay. Tell us what's going on in Slovakia, Peter.
Yeah, yeah. What is the situation here? It's almost the same, but I think we are doing a little bit better because we do not have so many policemen available to enforce the bylaws. So, of course, there is no rule of law here. So, on 19th of January, just for example, 2021, an open letter of Slovak lawyers protesting against the continuous violation of the rule of law principle was published. There are currently around 430, 450 signatures of both emeritus and current judges, including judges of the Supreme Court, for example, and former vice president of the Constitutional Court, as well as current member of the Judicial Council of the Slovak Republic. And the letter has been supported till today by signatures of not only over 120 judges, but also like more than 230 attorneys, including a former agent of the government before the European Court of Human Rights. The open letter is a reaction to systemic violation of rule of law principles. Lawyers here in Slovakia have been publicly communicating their objections to the violation of these principles through articles, expert opinions, blogs, and let's say a group of judges also written an open letter for the preservation of democracy and the rule of law in Slovak Republic. However, the expected reaction of competent authorities, at least in a form of, let's say, professional public discussion, did not occur. So, on the contrary, the answer is just silence, just pure silence. In some cases, even it is like intimidation or personal invectives. So you might know about the Venice Commission. The Venice Commission recommends that the constitutional changes should not be adopted during the state of emergency. Here in Slovakia, these recommendations are ignored. And the extent of violation of the rule of law is extremely high. Publicly presented requests from several experts from major constitutional changes to be discussed in advance with the Venice Commissions have gone unnoticed. So representatives of the executive power here in Slovak Republic and the constitutional majority of the parliament grossly violate the obligations arising from membership of the Slovak Republic, its bodies and representatives in the Council of Europe and the European Union. So this is the situation here and the action of the lawyers, but we have many more, I can tell you, if you're interested. So
I have a question. Are there any legal suits going on?
Yes, many. I will tell you what's going on. In December 2020, Parliament banned the Constitutional Court of the Slovak Republic from reviewing the compliance of constitutional laws with the substantive core of the Constitution without proper expert discussion. And despite the express disapproval of the president of the Constitutional Court, of course. In this way, the government coalition has increased its legislative power by removing the main check on the part of the judiciary that could control it. And simultaneously, with the weakening of the competence of the Constitutional Court of the Slovak Republic, the parliament adopted constitutional law that allowed it to extend a state of emergency indefinitely. I don't know how it is there, but here, indefinitely. It was before, it was not so. So if it works like that, if the government asks parliament every 40 days to approve an extension to be granted within 20 days, it's approved and it goes.
You know what? This is what happened here too. It's the government that took over and is trying to get rid of the judiciary.
Yeah, and moreover, in 2020, in the end of the year, more than 60 laws were passed through simplified procedure, just because of the related to the pandemic, to the pandemic situation, and mostly they did not have anything to do with the pandemic. So, you know, it's unjustified, illogical, and contradictory, and disproportionate human rights violation. And they often occur during the adoption of anti-epidemic measures. So the public and the public authorities concerned are informed very late, while the ones responsible for these actions do not take into account the warnings and opinions of relevant professional chambers. So including Slovak medical chambers, for instance. So, you know, so serious and massive human rights violations do not occur through the law, but through hybrid acts, bylaws of the public health office. I don't know how it is there, but this is how it works. They have omnipotent legal competence, not only in the scope of healthcare of the public health. So, and this competence is being disputed already at the Constitutional Court. The European Court notified already the Slovak government the application of the applications of owners of businesses like fitness centers, which were closed by virtue of a series of measures taken by the public health authority from I suppose March until June 2020. So this is already notified. After the Constitutional Court's verdict that these hybrid acts could be reviewed only by the administrative courts, the government amended the law, transforming them to general binding acts, clearly with the aim to avoid the possibility of their judicial review. Crazy. This is clear from the government's reply addressed to the administrative courts in relation to the claims concerning anti-epidemic measures. So this is what's going on in Slovakia. And so, let me continue with the RT-PCR tests. What's going on? In October last year, qRT-PCR tests showed slight increase in positive results. At that time, not many cared about the cycle threshold or primers or whatever. And mass media started to interpret these as infectious cases even after so-called Kormán-Drosten review was published in November 2020, I suppose. Yeah. So since then, all main news and mass media on everyday basis has been since informing only on COVID infections, not positive cases, infections, new mutations, deaths, spreading fear among the population, showing a sign of coordinated approach. This is what I think.
Worldwide, like not just
with us, everywhere.
This is how it goes here. But as I said, we don't have enough policemen. They already added army to the policemen because people outside do not follow. So they added the army members.
Okay, so but how was the public's reaction to this? Because here in Germany, there's been talk about the army taking over some of the police work, but apparently they don't dare do it because thus far the general public here will not tolerate that. How is the situation in Slovakia?
We challenged this issue at the International Criminal Court, as you might know. So because the mass testing that was performed in Slovak Republic was also a military operation, and illegal military operation, because it was not ordered by President of Slovak Republic in the time of peace. So let me tell you about the mass testing. If you don't know, our prime minister decided to fight the RT-PCR results, not the pandemic, by introducing antigen testing of whole population of Slovak Republic. He promised it would be only once, and he called the testing an atomic bomb, and so it was. The PCR test showed after a period of 10 to 14 days, what they call incubation period, a further massive increase in active cases. So it was, yes, atomic bomb, the opposite direction. People got probably sick by mass queuing for hours outside in a freezing weather conditions to get tested. They lied to the people. Since then, they have been conducting mass testing on a regular basis because the cases went always up. They called it voluntary, but you know, if you did not attend, you were sanctioned or fined or persecuted. Well, so
that's pretty voluntary then, yeah.
Yes, of course, yes. You could not enter buildings. Mm-hmm. You could buy only basic stuff like food, mm-hmm. only at the closest store. Mm-hmm. You were banned from getting basic or specialized healthcare. Mm-hmm. Even basic, yes.
Yes, that's what they're trying to do. That's what they tried to do here too. But there must have been an outcry among the population, or was there?
There was on the 17th of November. We had a quite big protest, and there are some smaller protests since, but nothing really, really big. We have some feelings to the European Court of Human Rights. This is the only way we could fight this, mm-hmm. and the International Court of Criminal Court in Hague, mm-hmm. and. I have already sent you the feeling.
Yeah, I read it and I forwarded it. Yes.
Yeah, the Experian was breaking the Nuremberg Code, mm-hmm. And the Experian was totally unnecessary. It seems to me like it was performed and still lasts, mm-hmm. based on economic reasons of various businessmen only. Mm-hmm. It might be considered spending money on useless antigen tests only.
Absolutely.
It is crystal clear that the prevalence of the tested illness dramatically rose after 10 to 14 days after each testing, and they presented it vice versa, the mm-hmm. opposite way, and they published it in Science and MedArchive. So regular testing, like, you know, the nasopharynx testing, the long stick, mm-hmm. every week causes physical and psychical damages like nosebleeds, local pains, headaches, and other injuries. We have already more than 130 to 140 witnesses ready with the stories for the hack.
So yeah, we spoke to several doctors. One of them specializes in he's a specialist for what's it called?
Nose,
throat, etc. And he explained in detail how this definitely amounts to battery, because it's not, yeah. it's an invasive technique. And in many cases, he called it a mini something, but it's being used to collect samples which can only be removed from your body by injuring it. Even if it's only a slight injury, it's an injury. And in many cases, you have nose bleeding in that and all that. So this is something that you cannot really, at least that's what I think, you cannot really consent to on behalf of your children. Under normal circumstances, a family court would step in and prohibit parents from doing this to their children, but circumstances are not normal. Right now, it's the opposite. It's like you go to a family court, and as a parent of a child, you complain that you think that this is not good for your child. Normally, this judge will then take a look at the evidence. Maybe even you may have heard about the Weimar decision. Maybe even look at some expert evidence. But now, in many cases, these judges will simply turn around and say, ah, no, this is not so bad. But it looks as though maybe you're not capable of taking good enough care of your child. So they kind of turn this thing around. However, there is a backlash forming right now. And many people are completely, not just completely unhappy, but extremely angry. So I don't think this is going to last much longer.
It's probably in the end in Slovakia, because they already got some other nasopharynx sticks here in Slovakia from the European Union. But after people getting angry, they just it's They just change it. They just cut it, and they are using them not as a nasopharynx sticks, but as a nasal sticks. So it, but they just, you know, it's like changing the papers. You know, why they couldn't do it before? They just got too many.
Just trying to out how far they can go, you know. The people are fighting back or getting angry or whatever, don't want to take it anymore. Then they kind of withdraw a little bit, and maybe later on they're going to reintroduce it, where if the next mutation comes along or something like that. I think it seems very orchestrated.
Yeah,
that's why the group of lawyers here, we also plan to challenge at the International Criminal Court mask mandates and experimental vaccines, where Slovakia is a reference country in the third stage of testing. So we are almost like Israel. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows. Mm-hmm. So we have constituted an alternative expert committee, which serves as, let's say, fact checker to official false narrative.
Yeah.
Now consisting of up to 100 scientists, medics, journalists, lawyers, mm-hmm. Economists, teachers, and activists, and many others. Mm-hmm. So, you know, regarding the RT-PCR tests, I don't know what are the numbers there in your country, but I have fresh information from the ministry saying that we are still using unbelievable 40 to 50 cycles. I mean, the cycle thresholds.
Incredible. That's insanity.
That makes a shiny golden standard of the PCR only a gold mine for the sellers of the tests.
Yeah.
They're simply useless.
Yeah.
We are challenging the RT-PCR tests. And also not only this, but also asymptomatic and presymptomatic cases and lack of isolation of the pathogen.
Yeah.
So this is what we do here and waiting for the results. And there are some judges already that think, but without the cases, without the resolutions in the cases, but there are judges that think we are right. So
that's good. So there are some judges left who are independent enough to take a real look at the evidence, right?
Yeah. The problem is that the power, the executive power in Slovakia, is doing a big mistake by persecuting judges.
Oh.
You know, they don't follow the mask mandate. They are persecuted, and then they are exposed in mass media. This is the problem because
the judges are being exposed in the mass media.
Yes, this is what's going on in Slovakia. I know about two of them. So you know what it would start. Mm-hmm. So this is really bad for the executive.
Yeah, but you know, Michael, this too is part of the lockstep approach, because as you've probably heard, the same thing is happening in this country, except that they're realizing now that they've probably gone too far. So things are about to change, because what we have to do, and this is what Tony Roman told us about, we cannot give them an inch. We have to fight them as hard as we can. That's the only way to do it. In the courts, outside of the courts, we have to go after them.
Yeah. The problem is also asymptomatic and presymptomatic cases, because people are getting vaccinated.
Yeah,
it changes a little bit.
People who are, as I think Ellie Dillman pointed this out, 99.9% of the population has absolutely no problem with this. So the vulnerable part of the population, which is the over, I don't know, 78 or 80 year age group, that should be protected and maybe vaccinated, but with a real vaccine, not with an experimental gene therapy, which is what's happening right now. So I do think things are changing. Maybe for some people, it's going to be too late. It's probably going to be too late for some people, maybe for a lot of people. But things are definitely changing, and we have to keep fighting. That's what I learned from Tony.
Positive signals here. Yes. Relevant authorities are willing to protect the rule of law.
Yeah.
They started, the Pareto principle.
Yeah.
The mass is growing in Slovakia. So we have already a protest of the general prosecutor filling the constitutional court against the bylaws as a system.
Uh-huh.
So adding spending, they already had to give us a result. It's there already for 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
They had to give us the answer within 5 or 7. But it's still there.
Yeah, well, you can see that this is their weak spot. If you go after the real evidence, like Ellie said, that they have been writing letters to the authorities asking them, where is your factual foundation? Where is the evidence for this so-called pandemic? They never got an answer. But if you go after the real evidence in the courts of law, that's what makes them really, really nervous. So we can only hope that there are a few judges out there, of course, a few lawyers as well, who are going to follow up on this and who will not cave in. And I'm pretty optimistic that there are more than just a few judges. Some of them haven't quite made it out into the open, but more and more of them are coming out, even here in Germany. Michael, I don't want to cut you off, but we're running so far behind.
It's Peter.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Peter, yeah.
So this is it, yeah.
Unless there's something that we missed.
No, thank you. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Thank you very much. We'll be in touch. All of us, the entire group of international lawyers is in touch and will keep in touch, because this is, I mentioned this a little while earlier. It was a suggestion by our French colleague, Jean-Luc Duhamel. He said, we've got to come up with an archive, computer-based archive, with all the positive decisions that were decided by any court anywhere, plus an archive with all the people's actions who we're going to have to go after when this is over, so that they will all know that there is no, we're not going to just sit back and relax when this is over, but we're going to then step this thing up, and then we're going to go into the civil and criminal legal systems in order to hold them all responsible.
In such a case, I would recommend the Constitutional Court decision in Czech Republic. It's very good.
Is it? Can you mail it to us?
Sure.
Okay, great.
Very good.
Great.
Good. No problem.
All right. Well, Peter, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.